Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jack Thompson.
Hey, Jack, where are you calling from?
From Oak Hall, Virginia.
Oak Hall, Virginia. Now, where's that?
It's on the peninsula between Norfolk, Virginia and Baltimore.
Is that not known as Delmarva?
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Wow, what do you do there?
I'm a poultry farmer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I do.
You're part of the great Delmarva chicken industrial complex.
A very small part, yes.
Really? Because my understanding is that that's where, like, half the chickens we eat comes from.
I think they do a lot of it, yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, do you yourself like chicken, either socially or as a foodstuff?
Well, I try not to get too personal with them. We mix it up occasionally.
Yeah. I'm sure that's a mistake a lot of novice chicken farmers make, because you befriend the chickens, and then you realize.
On those lonely days, you know.
Yeah. They seem so curious and friendly, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's a feathery situation.
Yeah. Jack, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jack's topic?
Nigerian email scams? Oh, that's so 2005.
As a service to our listeners, we at Wait Wait this week are warning you about a new scam threatening your peace and prosperity. Only one of these dangers really lurks out there. Your job is to pick the real threat. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine if you do. Ready to play?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. First up, let's hear from Adam Felber.
Six families from across the Midwest gathered last week to begin season one of the hot new CBS reality show, America's Toughest Family. They were given a family tartan to wear, housed at a summer camp facility in Kansas, and readied themselves for combat. A host known to them as Greg Hodes gathered them for their orientation around the communal fire, counseled them to avoid looking straight at the cameramen, and advised them to get a good night's sleep. As you may have guessed by now, this was the last that America's dumbest families saw of their host, their cars, and all of their worldly possessions. Yes, after hiking back to the road the next day, the families returned to robbed homes and a continuing lack of TV stardom. Wichita police say that this show is now in its third season, and they still haven't caught the real fake reality fakers.
America's Toughest Family, not a real reality show, as some people discover to their dismay. Your next cautionary tale comes from Kiri O'Connor.
You may have seen one tucked in the purse of an Olsen twin or perched on the shoulder of Zac Efron. But the latest pet craze, the rare Japanese crested river gerbil, is turning out to be more of a pet scam. Ask Martha Dalton of Atlanta, Georgia. She bought two wasabi and noodles at $49.95 apiece at the Just Being Petty store. She loved the tiny pink nose, the bald pink skin, the long pink tail, and the distinctive mohawk ridge of spiked white dorsal fur. They were just the cutest things, Dalton said. But after about a week, they started sprouting fur all over. Then they had babies. Rat babies, that is. Wasabi and noodles were rats. Shaved, spiked, and gelled rats. Attorneys general in Georgia, New York, and California are investigating the scams. But Dalton's keeping the faux fancy gerbils. They're smarter than my Labrador retriever, she said.
The river gerbil turns out not to be a gerbil or from a river. Your last word of warning comes from Moraka.
While Somali pirates terrorize international waters, a different kind of boating heist is scourging Uganda's nightlife. Call it the ultimate booby trap. Bodacious women lure unsuspecting male bargoers breastward for a little motorboating action. Indeed, the call of the high beams is too much to resist. And within minutes, man overboard. These sailors are unconscious, knockered out. Is this the work of magically hypnotic hooters? No, the women have spread chloroform on their melons. The perp then strips the man bare before the victim wakes up with terrible mammary loss. Quote, the victim doesn't remember anything, police spokesman Fred Inanga said. He just remembers being in the act of romancing. Ugandan men have been warned.
All right.
That is one bizarre tale.
Let's say you leave the chicken farm, want to go see the world. Which of these should you watch out for? Is it From Adam Felbert, the fake reality show, America's Toughest Family, which is just an excuse for them to rob you. From Kerry O'Connor, the rare river gerbil, which is just a rat with a funny haircut. Mm. Or from Moraka, the much-feared Ugandan booby trap.
Well, I admit I haven't been off the farm for a while now, but I'm going to just throw fate to the wind here and just think it's possibly the booby trap thing.
You're going to go for the booby trap thing. You don't sound certain, but you're going to go for that?
Well, I'd have to try one to know, but... I think the third one would be my selection.
All right, that's going to be your choice. Most
that would be your wish.
Well, we spoke...
Well, better than the gerbil.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Right again.
That ancient dilemma, the lady or the gerbil.
Well, we spoke to someone who was able to shed some light on this particular scam.
Well, the poor men in Uganda really don't have a chance. Like all men all over the world, they've been trained their entire lives to look at boobs.
That was Elizabeth Squires, author of the book Boobs, A Guide to Your Girls. That's the name of her book. Talking about the feared Ugandan booby trap. Congratulations, Jack. You got it right.
Good Lord.
Well done.
This is good.
You earned a point for Mo. And you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your home answering machine.
Wow, that's good.
Is it? It is.
That's good.
Wait, is he more excited about the story or the prize?
I'd like to hear the story again, actually.
All right. You're never going to be able to stay down on the farm after this, Jack,
things
are you?
Things aren't going to be the same. You're absolutely right.
Jack, thank you so much for playing with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.